In New York City, a group of black politicians has endorsed Fernando Ferrer for mayor. The Bronx borough president is a Puerto Rican. By supporting Ferrer, the politicians hope to form a black-Latino coalition to elect the city's first Hispanic mayor. Their endorsement is very different from what happened earlier this year in the Los Angeles mayor's race. Black voters there snubbed the Hispanic candidate. NPR's Philip Martin reports.
On a recent afternoon in East Flatbush, Brooklyn, a drenching rain has sent pedestrians scurrying into the Afro-Caribbean shops here along Church Street. But Fernando Ferrer is still out shaking hands with those who've braved the storm, and he's getting quite a reception.
That's
my mambo partner.
That's right.
She dances good.
Do you dance the mambo?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. And are you voting for Mr. Ferrer?
Yes, I am.
Why?
I'm supporting him 100%.
So is John Blue. Blue, a native of Guyana, has organized a reception next door at the Caribbean Social Club for Ferrer. Mr. Blue, a dark-skinned, white-bearded man who is literally colorblind, says Ferrer's ethnic background has nothing to do with his support.
Well, I do not play the ethnic game. I see him as an able and competent man and not as a Latino or any other sort of ethnic connotation.
But Bill Perkins says that ethnicity matters. Perkins, a city councilman from Harlem who is part of the group backing Ferrer, says the calculation was simple. With the 2000 census showing that Latinos now make up more than 27% of New York's population, up from 24% in 1990, Perkins says it's more important than ever that African-American politicians and voters form alliances with Spanish-speaking neighbors.
Not to reach out to them would be an insult to them and would be politically unwise. So it's only natural that that type of an approach be taken.
Other prominent African-Americans in New York, such as former Mayor David Dinkins, are backing other candidates in the September 11th Democratic primary. Elsewhere in the country, the notion of a Latino-black coalition has yet to catch fire. In the Los Angeles mayoral election 2 months ago, Latinos mainly cast ballots for former California Assembly Speaker Antonio Villaraigosa. The overwhelming majority of blacks, about 80% of those who voted, did so for a white candidate, James Hahn. Whatever the reasons, that political gesture was not well received in the Latino community. Raul Izaguirre is president of the country's largest Hispanic interest group, La Raza.
The voting patterns of African Americans in LA is a disappointment, and it will be a topic of conversation for a long, long time, particularly when you contrast it with the fact that Hispanics and Latinos gave Mayor Bradley large pluralities, supported Mayor Washington in Chicago, supported Mayor Dinkins in New York City. These are all black mayors. And so to have that contrasted in LA is a disappointment.
Villaraigosa says he does not see the vote as anti-Latino. In fact, he sees signs of a coming together. He points to the fact that his campaign received 40% of the vote of African Americans under the age of 40 as an important harbinger.
I believe, in all truthfulness, that our collective future, the futures of African Americans and Latinos, is one where there will be more in the way of coalition building. And mine was one of the first efforts in that vein.
The trick is to identify issues common to both communities and to learn how to communicate those concerns politically, says Sonia Perez, research director of La Raza. Perez argues that Latinos and blacks must resist media messages that one group is outpacing the other because of the census data when, she argues, both groups are in the same boat.
There are lots of issues that face us as communities in terms of education, in terms of civil rights, racial profiling, health status. These are issues that we can come around together on. I think anytime you have new communities emerging in different places, there are always going to be some tensions. But I think what we really want at the end of the day is advancement for both of our communities.
Others don't quite view it that simple. In some cities where blacks and Latinos are vying for political power, leaders in both communities admit that coalition building will be extremely difficult. In Miami, for example, long simmering racial and ideological tensions between blacks who tend to vote Democratic and Cuban Americans who often side with Republicans do not make coming together very easy. And in the days leading up to the Democratic mayoral runoff in Los Angeles, a group of black community leaders held a press conference to denounce Mayor Richard Reardon for his endorsement of Villaraigosa. One participant, Bishop H.H. Brookins of the Brookins AME Church, was quoted as saying, "Black voters should not support candidates, quote, whose names you cannot spell." These alleged remarks by Brookins, who did not respond to NPR's request for an interview, were widely interpreted as an indirect attack on Villaraigosa.
What it shows is that we got a lot of work to do.
Raul Izaguirre, president of La Raza.
No group is unbiased. We do have xenophobes in all areas of our community, and that we just need to work at it, both at a pragmatic level. That is to say, you will do this for us or we will do that to you. And hopefully at a more ideological level, which says, let's build the kind of society that respects all of us and that operates by the same principles, that is, supporting the candidate that best advances our collective goals.
And in New York, many African-American politicians believe that candidate should be Ferrer. Congressman Ed Towns is a black Democrat from Brooklyn.
There's no doubt in my mind that at the end of the day, the black community is going to vote for Freddie Ferrer. It's an opportunity for blacks and Hispanics to come together. And I think a lot of progressive whites, you know, feel the same way. Now is the time to give a Hispanic a chance to provide leadership in this city. We've never had a Hispanic mayor. So this is history in the making, and it's going to happen.
But the lessons of the recent mayoral election in Los Angeles hover over the Ferrer campaign. Ferrer says he is well aware of the limited support that Villaraigosa's campaign generated among African Americans, but he does not believe that can happen in New York.
I think in that respect, Los Angeles and New York are two very different cities. You can go to Los Angeles and ask, where do the Mexican Americans live? Over there. Where do the African Americans live? Over there. Where do the wealthy African Americans live? Up there. New York is not quite like that. A lot more diversity here. We're all mixed in together. We all go to the same schools, attend the same churches, shop in the same supermarkets, ride the same subways and buses. They don't have that in Los Angeles. And here, white, yellow, black, brown, we share the same lives, the same problems.
New York's Democratic primary will be held on September 11th. That's when it will be clear if the efforts by black and Latino politicians to form a coalition paid off. Philip Martin, NPR News, New York.